Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, all praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, and here with me is my lovely rib, Ray of Supreme Israel. Say Shabbat, say Shalom, Israelite. Are we getting into the Sabbath this evening? So yeah, I'm already there.
Shalom, family. Grace and peace be unto you and your household.
Amen, in Jesus' name. To whom it may concern, these days begin this evening, I should say, the prophetic feast. You know, we have a lot of feasts throughout the year that the world set up, and some of us keep feast days according to things that we heard, but we keep the feast, we try our best to keep the feast according to the prophetic calendar, those things that belong to Moses, Daniel, John, and Jesus. They all testify of each other, so we try to stay in line with that. Mm-hmm. We are dealing with the Father's Passover. The Father's Passover is the Passion of Christ. The Father's Passover is the Passion of Christ. What do you mean? Christ is the Passover, and it's the Father's Passover. Let's remember that. It's the Father's Passover. That's why when Jesus was on the earth, he said, I will not drink of this vine until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So it's the Father's Passover. Let us understand that. It's not the Jews. It's not even Jesus. It's the Father's. And he is the sacrificial lamb. He offered him. He's the passion. He the one that said, if it be thy will, if it be thy will. So this is that conversation. The Father's Passover is the Passion of Christ, that he fulfilled his will and that we are delivered from our sins. So what is the Passover to us? I know a lot of us, you know, our families that's, you know, that watches us probably go to churches on Sunday, and they're getting ready for Easter. But this conversation isn't about Easter. This don't have anything to do with Easter. That's the first thing. The second thing is that this is about the Passover that's in the Bible. You will not find Easter in the Bible.
Amen.
And I don't care how you look at it, look for it, you will not find it. So if it's not in the Word of God, and the Word of God said, every man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, if Easter is not in there, we should not be looking for those things that's not belonging to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at what the Father said about the Passover. It's his. If we want to do our Father's will, if we his children, we're going to participate in this. Amen? Amen. So 14 days, let's reiterate that. 14 days from March the 21st, in Jerusalem, the sun went down and a new moon appeared the March the 21st at 7:23 p.m. And the moon has the power over the night. You don't go to the next day. I don't know where people are getting that from, because it's like, you know, if that's the case, we're giving Satan a chance to escape damnation. We just gave him a loophole because we're saying you can skip a day. If you can skip a day, Satan can get out. When he get cast in the lake of fire, he say day and night, if we say you can skip a day, you're giving him a loophole to get out of that. And we're not saying that. We're saying when the law says the law go from Jerusalem, then that's what it is. The sun went down, the new moon appeared that evening, and the moon rules the evening, not the next day, that evening. Amen? So let's get into this. Let's start this first in Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 1. Deuteronomy 16 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Deuteronomy 16 and 1. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God.
Amen. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. Right? Now go to Exodus chapter 12 and 1.
Amen.
Exodus 12 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Exodus 12 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
See, now, he said, this month is going to be the beginning of months to you. That's why when we looked at when the moon appeared over Jerusalem, that's when we start counting the month of Abib, not the next day when it appeared. If the moon appear at 5:59 and sunrise at noon in Jerusalem is at 6 o'clock, it's still at evening. Because the sun rules the day. That's the law. The sun rules the day.
Amen.
Go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis 1 and 1. Because he said, let this be the beginning of the year to you, right? Genesis 1 and 1. 1 and 5, I should say. Genesis 1 and 5. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 1 and 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Not the next day. The evening and the morning was the first. So you don't skip a day. We don't skip nothing. You count from when you see that moon appear over Jerusalem. Go to Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2.
Amen.
And verse 3.
Isaiah 2 and 3. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
Not just the 12 tribes. The whole creation at this time. Continue.
To the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways. And we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
That's why we waited on the new moon to appear over Jerusalem, because the law go forth from Jerusalem, not the United States, not what we feel. When Jerusalem, it appears over Jerusalem. Amen? So let's look at this. Let's go into Acts chapter 1 and verse 1.
Amen.
Because remember that this Passover is the passion of Christ. Let's remember that. Acts chapter 1 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
1 and 1. The former is at Tristes.
Yes, ma'am.
Have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
Amen.
And to the day in which he was taken up, after that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
Continue.
To whom also he showed himself alive, after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom
of God.
See,
it was his passion, man. It was Christ's passion that he do the Father's will. It's our passion to do the Father's will. It's supposed to be.
Amen.
It's supposed to be in us to be about his will, not ours, his. Let's look at that. So this is his will. This is what's his passion. Let's look at this a little further. Go into 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8. When you continue, read.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?
Yes, ma'am.
Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
He's the unleavened bread from heaven, brothers and sisters. He is leavened and represents sin, as we're about to read. So he was offered for us without sin. Continue.
Amen. Verse 8 reads, therefore, let us keep the feast.
Let us do what?
Let us.
The Passover is a feast day. It's a feast day. When you look up the word feast, that means you got food, you got drinks, you can do, you celebrating something. What? Him.
Amen.
That he had the courage to finish it. That he delivered us. And here it is. Now we're going to keep this Roman Catholicism, this wafer and little funky drink, a thimble or whatever we want to call wine. When the Lord say it's a feast day, I ain't saying go and sacrifice a lamb. We ain't saying none of that. But you can cook lamb.
Amen.
You can cook you spaghetti and whatever, meatballs and, you know, beef ribs or whatever, chicken, fish. It's a feast day.
Amen.
Potato salad. Put it together. Greens, sweet potato. But just remember this.
What?
You got to throw it away in the morning. Can't stick around. You can't say none of this. So try not to overdo it. The next night, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the second day of the week of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, now you can throw it real big, and you can save that food and eat it all week long if you can. You know what I mean? But that Passover, nothing cannot remain in the morning.
Amen.
That includes the wine, too.
Yeah.
And some of us is taking the Passover in the daytime, which is a double no. Because at this point, Christ is on the cross, man. He already took the Passover with the disciples.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 5 and 8 reads again. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Amen. With sincerity and truth.
Amen.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep this feast with sincerity and truth.
Amen.
And let's continue this. Let's go into St. John chapter 6 and verse 30. Because he said, even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us, right? Remember that. Christ is our Passover, not the Easter bunny. Christ.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6 and 30, when you receive
John,
it. Yeah, John 6 and 30, when you receive it, read.
John chapter 6 and verse 30 reads, they said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What doest thou work? Okay, 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Come on.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
That's the unleavened bread. He's the unleavened bread.
That's right.
He's Shalom Israelites, grace and peace. That's right. That's right. Will there be a lesson here on the Passover? Well, we want to do that. But, you know,
tonight,
I know. And that's kind of why I'm doing it now. Because I'm not really sure if we're going to do that. But if we do, we'll definitely
go live.
Yeah, we'll go live, sis. But just remember, you can keep this recording. Amen.
Amen.
But it says, he's the unleavened bread from heaven. He is. He's the unleavened bread from heaven. That's why he's the first. That's why the first day of unleavened bread is him. We can't wait to the next. There was no such thing as the Feast of Unleavened Bread when the Passover was passed through Moses. You know, when he gave the commandments to Moses in Exodus chapter 12. There was no such thing as that until after the Passover. Then you had the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Amen.
So we can't even use none of that scripture to justify the 15th day being the first day. Seeing it wasn't even in existence yet because the Passover hadn't even came in existence yet because he told Moses, when the sun go down, you better hide that blood on your door because I'm sending an angel of death through that.
Amen.
The 15th day wasn't even in the law yet.
Amen.
So we can't even use that. Let's look at this a little further. Go into first St. John. Go to St. John chapter 1 and 29. St. John chapter 1. Let's pick it up at 28. St. John chapter 1 and 28. When you receive it, read.
Amen. John 1 and verse 28 reads, these things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world.
See, Jesus is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world.
Amen.
He's the Passover.
Thank you, Father God.
He's the Lamb of God which take away the sins of the world. You know what? We're going to do it on the radio, sis. Yes, ma'am. We're going to have a blog talk. So just turn on your radio. Hook the link up. We will be on at the sun going down. Figure at 7:30 Central Standard Time. We're going to do it on Blog Talk.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
So he is the Lamb of God which take away the sins of the world. He's the unleavened bread from heaven. You see, so this is that thing. Yes, ma'am. We're going to have that set for you. So we keep you posted.
We'll send
okay?
you the link.
Huh?
We'll send it.
Yes, we're going to send you the link, okay?
Amen.
Amen. So we see now not only he is the unleavened bread and he's the firstborn of many brothers, then why are you going to say the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the next day when it's clear that he's the first?
Amen.
He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes, sir.
He's the first day of unleavened bread.
Amen.
He's the Passover people. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Luke chapter 22 and 1. Luke 22 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Luke 22. Amen. Luke 22 and 1 reads, now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover.
See there?
Yes, sir.
There it is. That's self-explanatory. I haven't added anything to that, and I'm not trying to articulate anything other than that the Feast Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, because Christ is our unleavened bread from heaven. Let the Bible speak. Skip down to verse 7 and continue.
Verse 7 reads, then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed.
See there? Now he got to give his life for us. When? At the day of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover. Amen. Let's go into Mark chapter 14 and 1. Mark 14 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Mark 14 and 1 reads, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover.
See, that's what we're looking for. Tonight is the Feast of the Passover. Skip down to verse 12.
Amen. Verse 12 reads, and the first day of unleavened bread.
The first day of what?
And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover.
Why are we sitting up here talking about the first day of unleavened bread is tomorrow? Why would we even say that when the scriptures is testifying that the first day of unleavened bread is the Passover? How can we do that? It's not even lawful for us to do that. If we're going to say that the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the 15th day, we don't believe the scriptures. Period. At all. If it's in us to say that this is a misprint, then why even teach it?
Amen to that.
Continue. Read that again.
Amen. Mark chapter 14 and verse 12 reads, and the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover?
Amen. So it's a feast. Watch this. Read on.
Verse 13 reads, and he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?
Continue.
15. And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There make ready for us.
Look. So if it's just about bread and wine, why he need this big room? If it's just about bread and wine, why, you know, he don't need all of that. He could have sat outside on the sidewalk and did that. It's a feast. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be eating and rejoicing before God. Now, once again, don't overdo it because you're going to hate the fact you got to throw away. Yeah, you don't, because see, the law is, we're going to read it. The law is that we can't hold anything for the next, right, until the morning. That includes your liquor, your food, everything, the water that you provided, everything. So keep it at a minimum, you know, like your plate and, you know, like everybody bring a portion of something and we can all eat together. We just eat and have a sip of something and just rejoice before God. And then the next day, hey, you can do it big. You can cook enough food for the whole week, or at least halfway through the week, you know, because the week of unleavened bread is a feast week. Amen? Where are we?
I'm finished 15.
Okay, good. Go to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 1. And let's get into this. Matthew 26 and verse 1. And when you receive it, read.
Matthew 26 and 1 reads, and it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified.
Jesus said it. He said it out of his mouth. You know that after 2 days, it is the feast of what?
After 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed.
Skip down to verse 12 and continue.
Amen. Matthew 26 and 12 reads, for in that she has, that one?
No, okay. Skip down to verse 17.
Amen. Matthew 26 and 17 reads, now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?
Now we're going to call Jesus a liar.
No, sir.
God forbid, we are not going to call him a liar. That's the last thing on our memo. Shalom, Sister Daniel. Forgive me, but we are not going to call a Christ a liar at any point. He said after 2 days is the feast of the of the Passover. The script said, now the first day of unleavened bread, now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, wherewith thou we prepare to eat the Passover? And Jesus did not correct them. He said, oh, no, the first day of unleavened bread is tomorrow. That wasn't his conversation. He told them what to do. Make ready the chamber so we can get ready to keep the feast. So let's look at this a little further, right? Because we got to remember, he is the Passover lamb. He is the Father's Passover. And his passion is that he fulfilled the Father's will by giving his life for the Father.
Amen.
Not us, the Father. Amen. Then us, just like we have to give our life for the Father. We have to change our behavior, our minds,
right,
for the Father.
Amen.
Go to Exodus 12 and verse 1. Let's get into the meat of this. Exodus 12 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Exodus 12 and 1 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months.
In the evening and the morning were the first day, not the next day. The evening and the morning were the first day. Love you too, sis, and the Father is merciful. Yes, we are well. Everything is good. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for asking. The Father is so merciful.
Yes, he is.
Hope the same for my fam too.
Amen.
As well, God bless you and my sisters and my family that's out here that's trying to keep this thing with our Father.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Exodus 12 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
And some of us is teaching you can't keep these feasts other than in Jerusalem. Well, we can see right here, he said we was in Egypt when we kept this feast and the feast days. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house.
Amen.
And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Verse 5.
See, that's a feast, man.
Yes, sir.
That's a feast, man. We got a whole lamb on the table. It's a feast day. We supposed to be eating. I'm not saying we got to go sacrifice a lamb. You ain't got to even have lamb. You can just have fish. You can have chicken.
Amen.
You can have steaks. But it's a feast day. You better have a feast, because a feast means you better get into this grub. All this bread and wine, and that's all you get to take. That's Roman Catholicism. That's that communion madness. Don't follow that. No, we have bread and wine with the feast. You take bread and wine with the feast.
Amen.
Make it a feast. Celebrate your God.
Right.
Celebrate the Father, because it's his. The Father do it big. The kings do it big. Continue.
Exodus 12 and 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
That's the priests. And that's what they did. They the whole assembly killed the Christ. We all are witness to that. They said crucify him. But this is this conversation. This is a prophetic feast. That's why we call it the prophetic feast of God. There it is. He spoke that that was going to happen.
Yes.
Continue.
Amen. And then I stopped at verse 6. Okay. Verse 7, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it.
Come on.
And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
That's the first day of unleavened bread right there, because there's no such thing as the 15th day.
No.
At this point, there's no such thing as the 15th day. That's your first day of unleavened bread. That's the law.
Amen.
Somebody sit up and try to tell you the first day of unleavened bread is after the Passover, have no understanding of the law. And this is what, you know, I'm just saying, read the book. Just read it. Read it. Stop ear hustling.
Yes.
Stop following people. Mm. Just listen to the word.
Yes.
Listen to it. Read that again. Just listen to it.
Okay. So Exodus 12 and 7 reads, "And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it."
It's not just a little funky cracker and some wine. They gonna eat it. It's a to do. And you don't have to be in a temple. You can do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
People got you coming to church taking a Passover. That's not the law. The law is that you can keep it at home too. So, yes, we're going to do it on a radio for y'all to listen to, and you can keep it with us,
amen,
you know, as the Father give it to us this evening.
Amen.
And when we're going to bless everything, we're going to bless everybody that's listening, your wine and everything. Get some olive oil, because we're going to pray over that too. And then you cover your house, your water faucets, your showers, your cabinets, your refrigerator, your children, everything. Get you some olive oil. We're going to pray over that too.
Windows.
So that at the windows, your closet, whatever you think, anything could be hiding
the TV.
There. Definitely the TV.
Your electronics.
Definitely your electronics. We're going to pray over all of that, man. And then we're going to, anoint the children and everybody, and then we're going to take the Passover and everything, man, and we're going to pray and hope the Lord receives it at our hands.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Continue.
Amen. In verse 8, "And they shall eat the flesh in that night."
That night, not tomorrow, that night. So we can't save anything from that.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it at a minimum. You know, keep it at a minimum, because tomorrow you could cook enough for the whole week. But tonight, just having enough for that evening, that way you don't be getting rid of a lot of money that you didn't prepare. You know, you didn't overcook. You know, you over-prepared just enough, you know, for your family. You know, like you cooking dinner like it's a regular weekday, but you're preparing enough for, you know, your family to eat.
Amen.
Just enough. You don't want to throw away. You done bought a whole fifth of wine, and you know it's just one or two or three of y'all. Well, I ain't going to say, hey, man, the whole fifth of wine between three people can get done. So I ain't going to, you know, trust me, you know. But that's what I'm saying is, but if it's anything left of it, you got to get rid of it. So make sure when you buy the wine, you do it in at night. Or that day, that day before the sunrise. And if the sun rise on it, we can't touch it. Can't touch it. Because that's the law.
Amen.
Continue.
"And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it."
Yes, ma'am.
"Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the prudence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire."
So that's what we're saying. Do not, don't overdo it. Just enough for you to eat that night. And y'all eat good.
Amen.
And then get rid of it. Because ain't nothing of it supposed to remain until the morning. Because when Jesus gave his life for us, he wasn't there to have leftovers the next night.
Amen.
Read on.
And then verse 11 reads, "And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste, It is the Lord's Passover.
And eat it with your staff in your hands. Look at have a staff in your hand.
Right.
Or find a branch. Do something. Go find a tree branch and hold it.
That's
something.
Right.
And if you don't have a staff right now, make sure you have one next year.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Make sure you have one next year. Because that's part of it. You know, all of my sons have a staff.
Yeah,
all of them do. Mm-hmm. And then my younger ones that's coming into their maturity, I make sure they got their staff. So when we all take the Passover, we all got our staff, like the law said, mm-hmm. and we got our shoes on.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment.
He's telling Moses, this is what you're going to tell the elders to do. The 15th day ain't even created. He ain't even spoke to us about a 15th day yet.
Mm.
Wrap your mind around it. Read on.
Amen. I am the Lord. 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses.
It's going to be a payment. That's Christ. He was our sacrifice. He was our payment.
Amen.
For our sins. He was offered for us that we don't end up paying for our sins in the judgment.
Thank you.
Continue.
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
See, and if we ain't under the blood, man,
hallelujah.
It's a chance that tonight could be the most horrible night of our lives. God forbid if he take us off the planet this evening, no matter where we at. Continue.
Mm. Amen, babe. Verse 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial.
And people will sit up here and say, see, it's not a Sabbath, it's a memorial, not according to Exodus chapter 23. It's mentioned as a Sabbath. It's mentioned as a high day. It's mentioned as a holy convocation. Do not let anyone steal your crown.
That's right.
Because that's where it's coming down to, people trying to steal our crowns. Stay in the law.
Amen.
Read the law, holy law, and the testimony is going to testify the law like we just got through reading. Like the testimony said, after 2 days is the Passover. And Jesus said out his mouth, after 2 days, you know I'm going to be sacrificed. Continue.
Amen. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
For how long?
Forever.
And the same thing with the wave offering. He said the exact same thing in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 11 and 15. He said, keep it forever. And why aren't we doing it? God knows. But we're going to revisit the wave offering because that's coming at the end of the week. Brothers and sisters, look at this here. Those of us that's keeping a prophetic calendar of God, you got a triple dose of the spirit coming at you. Let me tell you like this. Listen at this. Okay.
Amen.
Tonight, mm-hmm. right, is the Passover. That's one heavy dose of the spirit.
Amen.
Then tomorrow night is another high day, and that's a dose of the spirit. Then Friday night is the Sabbath day, which he pour out his spirit.
Amen.
Then Saturday night is the wave offering. That's another dose. And the last night is Sunday night. That's a triple dose of the spirit back to back to back. You better be ready for that.
Amen.
You better want that.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
We, that's what we live for.
That's right. That's
we want
we
that.
For.
We want to be covered in that heavy dose. You know what? Because that's going to get us through this.
Amen.
We sitting up here, man. We playing with the law. We missing the beauty of it. Continue.
Amen. Amen. Exodus 12 and 15 reads, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
So make sure you don't have any leaven in your homes. by the time the sun go down tonight.
Amen.
Make sure you get rid of all of it. Don't even have any cooked, none of that. Just get rid of it. Your bread, whatever's in your mixtures and stuff like that. We're not saying that if it have eggs in it, because eggs is in spaghetti, mayonnaise and stuff like that. You can have a carton of eggs. Okay, well, if that's the case, then why you got the eggs around? That's not it. No, the leavening agent is yeast. That's the leavening agent, yeast. Yeast leaven bread, period. Yeast is in everything. Or baking soda. Baking soda, bicarbonates. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some of us teach that, you know, hey, you know, they drink beer during the week unleavened bread. I can do without it for a week.
Yes,
you know, yes, I do. I got my own little spin on it, you know, but I don't mess with, you know, my Guinnesses, you know, during a week unleavened bread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even drink soda pops during a week unleavened bread because when you pour it, what do it do?
Mm-hmm.
It start leavening up. I just back off of that for me, because I see what's going on, and I don't want to take that in.
Amen.
So I see it with my own eyes. I pour my beer. I can see it come to a head. I see it buzzing up. I look at that, and I'm saying, man, so, you know, hey, what's to it, man? Okay, orange juice, lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink, you know, Kool-Aid, you know. There's a lot of supplements for that. Grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have soda. You don't have to have beer. You don't have to have none of that for a week.
Amen.
It's just a week.
It's just 7 days.
And then you think about it, man, you'd be like, wow, by the time the week over with, you may not even want to ingest it.
Yeah, that happens.
Shoot, I mean, after
if
a week. Then we, you know, like, man, you know, all through the week, we'd be like, man, you know, it sure be nice to have a donut or something. Then here come the last night, you forget that you even buying, or you're not even thinking about it at this point.
Right.
That's how the God is real, want us to be when it comes to our sin. About time the end of the week, the last thing on our mind is sinning against God.
That's right.
Continue.
Amen. Okay. So Exodus 12 and 15, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
Continue.
And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation.
Now ask yourself, when was the holy convocation took place? The first day.
Okay.
That's when Moses put the blood on the dough. That was, it don't get no holier than that.
Amen.
He taught Aaron.
Amen.
It don't get no holier than that. He put the blood on the dough that night. That's your first day.
Amen.
Continue.
And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you.
Continue.
17, and you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this self same day have I brought you your armies, forgive me, brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever.
So what is this day he's talking about? That's the question, right? Is it the 15th day or the 14th day? Continue.
Amen. Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day.
So we're not talking about the 15th day.
No, sir.
He said the 14th day. Yes. So I don't even know why people even going here for the 15th day, because it's not even mentioned yet.
Okay.
It's not even in the picture yet. We haven't even observed the Passover yet. So how are we even talking about a 15th day in this conversation? We adding things to justify our ignorance and pride. And that's horrifying, because the God of Israel said, anybody that add or take away from this book,
it's going
to get the worst of him. And we ain't trying to have that conversation. If the book say the 14th day, that's when you do it. You don't want no leavening in your crib at sundown on the 14th day. It ain't nothing here about the 15th day.
Okay.
Continue.
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
Now, you're going to eat unleavened bread to the 1 and 20th day at evening.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're going to do. I'll be back.
You'll be back?
Yep, I'm coming right back.
You forgot. Oh, here we go.
Yep.
So a fifth grader can understand.
So a fifth grader can understand. Amen. Okay. Excuse the crew, right?
Uh-huh.
But hey, here it is, right? There it is. Can we see that? Can you see what I need to do?
Go ahead.
Is it there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you see here, mm-hmm. you see the Passover is here on the 14th day. That's 1. At evening, that's why you got the slash there, which represents the evening. This would be the evening, right? So if you notice, this is the daytime to us. Now, when sun go down, this is the Passover, daytime, right? Jesus dies here, and then here come the second day. All right, so that's the 15th day here. So the Passover, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? Okay, until the 1 and 20th day at evening, which would be right here. Now, you ate unleavened bread for 7 days. And on the 20th day to 1 and 20th day at evening, you can eat leavening if you choose to, if you can see that. Okay, I guess you can see it now. All right. Okay, now read that again, babe.
Okay. Amen. Verse 19. 7 days shall there be no...
18.
Okay, 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
There it is. So you got it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then sundown here, you got 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amen?
Amen.
And then you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And now at sundown here, that's the 8th day. Ain't no such thing as the Passover being an 8-day feast. I don't know where people getting that from, that you got to add eight days to it, because that's not the law. He said until the evening, which would be here. Okay?
Amen.
Wrap your mind about, look at that. Wrap your mind around that conversation. Evening, and the 1 and 20th day at evening, you can eat leaven again. Okay. Continue.
Okay, you feel better.
Oh, man, I had to do that. Go ahead, Pete. Go ahead, babe.
Okay. Exodus 12 and 19.
Yes.
7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses.
Uh-huh.
For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel.
See, and it's crucial, man. This is a crucial conflict. You don't want that. You don't want this conversation that you're eating leaven in.
Amen.
During this week of unleavened bread, so we got to be careful. That's why I said, that's why we warning the brother and the sister that keep the prophetic feast, not to eat nothing leavening, and not to have anything leavening in our homes during the week of unleavened bread. So when the sun go down tonight, all that's out of here. And be careful with ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream got leavening in it. So serious. You know, I don't know about yogurt, but I know ice cream do.
Amen.
Ice cream got leavening. I look like Sister Laura. Continue.
Amen. Let's see.
It is. Okay. All right. Shalom, Israel. Grace and peace.
Shalom.
You're in verse 12. Yes, 20, yes.
I'm going to read 19 again.
Okay. Read it again.
Exodus 12 and 19. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel.
Yeah.
Whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
Ooh. It don't matter where you come, where you from, no matter where, who you are, your family in this world, whoever eating leavening during this week is in trouble. God forbid, especially if we know better. Okay? We're not talking about roommates.
Right.
We're talking about those of us who's in authority of our houses. That's what we're talking about. Please be careful.
Amen.
Continue.
Let's go to 20. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread.
Continue.
Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families.
Uh-huh.
And kill the Passover.
And keep the 15th day.
And kill the Passover.
See there, the Passover haven't even taken place yet. Hey, Sister Hannah, grace and peace, and Ramona, God bless you.
Sure.
Grace and peace, Shabbat.
I mean,
we yeah, you say, got me
no,
saying.
No, because you had me saying it first, but it's okay. We can still say it.
Still say it.
Hey.
Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, family.
Amen. See, the 15 days isn't even created yet. So he already telling us when is the first day of unleavened bread, because the first day you eat unleavened bread is with the Passover. So the first day of unleavened bread is the Passover according to the New Testament and the law. Continue.
Okay. 22. Let me move up there, folks. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning.
So while we all in churches trying to keep this, we can keep it at home. Just know that when you're doing it at home, man, it's a celebration. It's a feast, like people be having, you know, barbecues and stuff like that at home. It's a good thing. Feast before God. You just ain't got to sacrifice a lamb, but you can have a feast. It's a feast. It's the feast of the Lord. It's the feast of the Father. Continue.
Miss Ramona asked you a question.
What would that be?
Do we?
Yes, get rid of them pretzels.
Is that what she asked?
Yes, the pretzels definitely have leavening in it. Unless you could find some unleavened pretzels, which I have yet to see, you good. But yeah, pretzels is definitely bread.
23.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord,
you could take pretzels and make and eat it with chili. So yes, pretzels is definitely a cracker, like bread. Okay, continue.
Amen. Good mm-hmm. question. If you don't know, ask. That's right.
Yes, yes.
23, for the Lord will pass through.
I tell you what, though.
What, baby?
Hey, tacos,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Corn tortillas,
mm-hmm.
you know, during this week, mm-hmm. burrito corn tortillas, you know, tortillas, things like that. Amen. Things like that would be a good deal for you to eat this week. You can eat that with your chili. You know, you can take your the matzos and make you chili with it and eat that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things we can be creative with. We don't have to have bread with it. Oh, if you just got to have bread, hot water cornbread.
Amen.
You know, make you some hot water cornbread. I mean, just take you some cornmeal, some hot water, mix it up. You know, however you see fit, you know, some put honey in it, some put little seasonings in it to give it some a little of that spice, whatever they want, you know, whatever your taste buds are. And there go your hot, there go your unleavened bread right there. Make you some hot water cornbread. Continue.
Amen. Okay. Let's go back to 23.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus 12 and 23 reads,
yes, ma'am.
For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door.
Continue.
And will not suffer the destroyer to come in into your houses to smite you.
Mm-hmm.
And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye become to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that he shall keep this service, that ye shall keep this service.
Yes.
And that it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel and in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they.
Come on.
And it came to pass that at midnight that the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, and to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle.
Yes.
Okay, 30. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead.
So when was the holy convocation? Everybody that was in the house. That's Exodus chapter 12, babe. We are Exodus chapter 12.
And I started at verse 25.
Right. We're picking that up at 25, but we actually started at 1. But, you know, for where we at right now, we at Exodus 12 and 31. So you can see here that the holy convocation is then, because all the people, you got dead people everywhere, you know it ain't never praying going on. Because that's all that's going on when we go visit the dead, when we have to put them in the ground. We praying, we hoping that God have mercy on them, and things like that. So this is the holy convocation that God is talking about, that all your males must keep. Why? Because this is the one day we wasn't at work. We was inside the house. He said anybody that was outside the house of the firstborn, including your cattle, because remember the Sabbath day, he said, not even your beast is supposed to be working. So he said, he even killed the firstborn of the beast that was out there. Just in case they had them out there, they should have put them up and also put the blood over their doors. Why? Because the Lord was coming to kill all the firstborn.
Amen.
This was the holy convocation. It didn't get no holier than this. Read on.
Amen. 31. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said.
See, he said, this night am I going to deliver you from the land of Egypt. So he told us then, this is that night. This night is the first day of unleavened bread.
Amen.
This night is the day that he delivered the children of Israel.
Amen.
And Israel left in the morning. Go to Numbers chapter 30. Let me read that right quickly. So, because a lot of us get that twisted too. You know, when Israel actually left. Numbers chapter 33 and verse 1. Because people say, see, you left this night. No, man. You know we didn't. We was in the house until the morning like God said.
Amen.
We didn't move.
Amen.
Because he wasn't finished killing people. Read on.
Amen.
That lets me know that Pharaoh wasn't the firstborn. He had to been somewhere down the lineage of his father. That ain't to say he didn't kill his firstborn, but he wasn't that firstborn. Read on.
Numbers 33 and verse 1 reads, these are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron.
When did they do this? Continue.
And Moses wrote their goings out.
This is in the law. He wrote it according to their going out. Read on.
According to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are their journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians.
You know what's the hardest thing for any adult to do? Any adult with a family is to move.
It's to move. Yeah, that's
a lot
of
work. That man, you got to pack everything.
That's a lot of work.
You got to move all your stuff. And at this point, that's exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
They didn't do this on the Passover. They did this after the Passover. So he said, do no servile work on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Amen.
So we see here, they were working on the 15th day.
Amen.
And they were moving on the 15th day. during the week of unleavened bread.
Amen.
That's this conversation. So let us be clear, when is the first day of unleavened bread? They didn't do nothing on the 14th day. You know why? Because it was too many dead going on.
Too many?
It was too many dead going on. Dead beasts, dead dogs, dead cats. If it was a first of the beast of the field, it was a wrap. Was you at, you know, the cattle, the ox, whatever, your dog, your putties, if you didn't have them in the house, it was a wrap. They were dead if they were the first.
Amen.
So everybody was praying and chilling because he sent the angel of death, Abaddon, Polion in the Greek.
The destroyer.
Let's go into Matthew chapter 26 and verse 17. Matthew 26 and 17. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Matthew 26 and 17 reads, "Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?"
See that? Now, how am I going to let somebody tell me that this is a misprint? If this is a misprint, then it don't make any sense to keep the book, because this is the first feast of the prophetic calendar.
Amen.
That's like he said, and all the people is going to kill the lamb at evening. And then it get bigger than that. What do you mean? The Father came down on the Passover in New Jerusalem. This is the only time the Father came down, period, was on the Passover. Period. We're going to read that. This is the only time the Father of Jesus Christ, the true and living, the Most High, came to the planet.
Amen.
This is the first time and only time. We're going to read it.
Amen.
Read on.
Matthew 26 and 18. And he said, "Go into the city to such a man and say unto him, The master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12.
See, just like he said, at evening, tonight, we're going to sit down and we're going to feast. We're going to have a Amen. Feast. It was a feast day before us. It's a feast day after us. Know that. It's just that there's no sacrificing anymore.
That's right.
Amen. Continue.
Amen. Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
And as they did eat, he said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, "Lord, is it I?" And he answered and said, "He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me."
See, we looking outside the camp at devils, and he's telling us the devil is right there eating with us. Right there.
Say that.
So we got to be careful. Continue.
Amen. 24.
Continue.
"The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born."
See, it was written in the law that he was going to do that. He was born for destruction. It would have been better if he had not been born, because he's going to go to the lake for putting his hand on the holy thing, the most holy. Read on.
Amen. 25. "Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said."
Oh, that's bad news. Continue. That's like he said, "Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity." We don't want to hear that conversation either. Read on.
26. "And as they were eating..."
Wait a minute. How long do it take to eat a cracker?
Just a second. Not even
How long do
minute.
It take? So we all still chewing on a piece of cracker? Mm. Are they having a feast?
"And as they were eating..."
This is a feast day.
Amen.
Just like now, He hasn't been offered, right?
Right. Amen.
So he's sitting down and having a feast. Mm-hmm. He's telling us to do the same thing, and we don't have to offer a lamb anymore, but it's still a feast.
Amen.
But we do the bread and wine.
Amen.
Read on.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it.
See?
And gave it to his disciples.
Come on.
And gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Now, wait a minute, man. Now, people say this is like grape juice. This is unfermented wine. He said, drink all of it.
That's what he said.
Amen. Okay. There it is.
Amen.
So he said, now this here, he said, drink all the wine. He didn't say, now look, you don't have to have a feast anymore. He said, now you make sure you have some bread and wine at this feast, because this represents me.
That's right, amen.
This lamb is about me. This feast is my Father's.
Amen.
Read on.
But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
See, it's a kingdom shot. Once again, here's the prophetic calendar of God. Now it's the kingdom of God. What do you mean? In the evening, in the morning, or the first day? From Adam, from the first day to Adam is 6 days. From Adam to the Sabbath day is six more days, which bring the Sabbath day in on the 12th day of the creation. Now, after the Sabbath day, you go into the eighth day of man, which is the 13th day in the creation of God. Now, there go Ishmael and Isaac. Isaac was circumcised on the eighth day. Ishmael was circumcised when he was 13 years old, and a woman is purified of her blood on the eighth day. No more flesh and blood, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So when the great white throne take place on the eighth day or the 13th day in the creation, which is the eighth day of mankind, so all men is circumcised, right? So every male is circumcised. Now, here come the great white throne judgment.
Amen.
If he pass over our sins in the great white throne judgment, you're going to see New Jerusalem come down from God. That's what he said, I will not drink of this vine until my Father's kingdom, because
Amen.
That'll be the 14th day in the creation.
Amen.
The Passover.
Passover.
That's why it's the Father's Passover, because that's when he coming down. But he came down one time before this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read that. Where are we?
Verse 29.
Continue.
Matthew 26 and 30 reads, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives.
That's okay.
31. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad.
Continue.
But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee.
Continue.
Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended.
See, this is why we should never, add our little spiel on what Jesus is saying to us.
That's right.
Don't add to the scriptures, because he'll prove you a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want to be proved before God in Christ is that you're a liar.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 34. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
You're going to lie three times. He just called him a liar three times. You're going to lie before God. You're going to lie before my Father three times. And then here's the other thing. That cock is going to crow, and that's going to bring all your lies to remembrance.
Mm.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 35. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee.
Now, you're going to call God a liar.
Yeah.
See that?
Wow.
See? So we got to be careful with this spirit.
Amen.
We got to be careful with this spirit of pride. Just shut up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Be quiet.
Amen.
Stop leaning to our own. Stop trying to be like you, the Superman, or everything that belongs to Jesus. We are not.
Amen. Amen.
Read on.
Verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will.
It's the Father's Passover.
Right.
It's not his.
Hallelujah.
It was his passion to perform the Father's will.
Hallelujah.
As it should be ours.
Hallelujah.
So it's the Father's Passover. Let's not forget that. It's not Christ's Passover. It's the Father's.
Amen.
Let your will be done.
Your will, Father God.
Read on.
Verse 40. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Man, they just got through smashing, man. They just got through eating and drinking.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that itis kicked in. Man, all that bread and, you know, the leaven and the wine and the lamb, they just got through eating and drinking and singing and having a great time, and that's what Israel do.
Yes.
They go and crash out. Well, I ain't going to just say Israel. That's what anybody do.
Amen.
We go and crash out after we ate good, and that's what the feast is about, to eat good, have a good night, get ready for the next night. We got a double portion of the Spirit due to us.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 41, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Come on.
He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done.
Yes, it's the Father's will.
Right.
It's his Passover. Continue.
And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy.
Come on.
And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, He is at hand that doeth betray me.
Continue.
And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then Jesus said unto him, Put up again that sword into his place. All they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Ooh, go ahead, Father God. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? In that same hour, said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves?
Now, y'all got to keep this in mind. You know, we be watching these karate films,
yes,
and they be fighting with sticks.
Yes.
They got that from here.
Okay.
We use them.
Okay.
You know, all that ancient art you see that the Asians use,
mm-hmm,
we taught them that. Ask Solomon.
Okay.
We fought with these things.
Amen.
And swords.
Amen.
When you see them karate films, they be moving with the swords and the poles, and they be doing all that stuff. We did it first.
Amen.
That was our get up. Continue.
Amen. Matthew 26:55 reads, "In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, are ye come out?"
And people want to say you ain't supposed to hire your staff. There it is. Continue.
"Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching at the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled."
They broke. Wow. You see that? They was offended. They took
wow.
off. Read on. Mm-hmm. Even Peter.
Even Peter.
Read on.
Amen.
The same one that said, "Oh, no, I got your back. I got your back."
"And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to," is that
Caiaphas, mm-hmm.
"the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter followed him afar off into the high priest's palace and went in and sat with the servants to see the end."
Come on.
"Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses. And one said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? When is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye, the Son of Man, sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power."
Whoa.
"And coming in the clouds of heaven."
He just told him he ain't coming up in the first resurrection. He gonna stand in the judgment for what he done. He told a high priest that.
Wow.
He told him that. You gonna stand in the judgment. You ain't coming up in the first resurrection. You gonna stand in the judgment before my seat, before my feet.
Amen.
Read on.
And verse 65, "Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death."
Come on now.
"Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him."
Who on? Now, we spit in his face. I'm talking about us as a people and mankind. We still doing it.
Yes, sir.
To this day, we are spitting in his face. And he was what? And they what?
"And others smote him with the palms of their hands."
Now watch this. You said they buffeted him, right? Mm-hmm. Look at this word buffeted right there. Read that for the brothers and sisters.
You're good at it. Yeah,
I'll read it. Let me. It just boogied on me. All right. Hold on.
You're going all the way out.
No, that's what I get for trying to hand it off.
There it is.
Okay, I got it. It says here, it says to hit or beat especially repeatedly. So they jumped them. They jumped them. It was a bunch of dudes just start beating him to death. About time he got on the cross, he was already dead. It wasn't long. They started here. We were the first one. So all this, Israel, listen, Israel, that, we should be quiet.
Amen.
We shouldn't have nothing to say about anybody in this world or the sins that they committing before God and Christ.
Amen.
It says to strike against forcefully, especially repeatedly, batter. To cause repeated difficulty or harm a person or group because the book said they. So it was a group. And it says to force with difficulty, to force one's way with difficulty. It says a storm. It said a pound, to hit repeatedly by storms or adversities. It says characterized by indicative or distress or afflictions, danger, trouble, deep trouble. Okay, I guess we get the picture. There's a bunch of dudes, and we probably see it on YouTube all the time, just a bunch of people beating up one person, and that's what happened with Jesus. But they led him away, right?
Amen.
And they just started beating him up, man, a bunch of dudes in front of the priest. Now, he's the high priest. Why would he allow that? That's why he told him, man, you know, you're going to stand before me.
Amen.
Now, but that was, he could, like he said, he could have got 12 legions of angels and could have stopped that, but he did not. He did not call for 12 legions of angels. He went through with it. Where are we?
I just finished. Was that 67?
Continue. Read 67. Read 68.
Okay. 68, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? Wow.
We already know that. Wait a minute. Who is he that smote thee? Prophesy now. Mm-hmm. Who is he that smote thee? Go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3.
Mm-hmm.
And pick it up at verse 14.
Amen. Genesis 3 and verse 14 reads, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
There it is. That's who spoke against him right then and there. It was him. It was the devil. You know.
Amen.
Now you gotta consider this, man. How wicked is this spirit, right? He already got kicked out of heaven because Jesus said, I beheld the angels fall from heaven, right? And Luke chapter 10. So he's seen that what happened in Revelation chapter 12. So he's seen that war take place already. Now, Satan was cast out of heaven, right? He's going to stand in judgment for what he calls in heaven, that sedition, that heresy, right? Now we got this here, and now here it is. He knew that he was going to put his hands on Christ. If he get Adam and Eve to sin, he knew that he would be able to put his hands on God.
Amen.
He knew it. That's why it ain't no sacrifice for him. He said he's going straight to the fire, along with the beast and the false prophet. But the other angels are going to stand in judgment. But it won't be, he already judged. People think all the angels that fell from heaven is going to get cast in the lake of fire. That's not true. There's no reason to stand in the judgment if you're not going to get through the judgment.
Amen.
It doesn't make any sense to even be in the judgment if you're already being judged. No, he's the only one that's going to stand in the, that won't stand in the judgment. Him, the beast, and the false prophet is going to go into the lake of fire before anyone else. Everybody else is going to stand in the judgment, even the other fallen angels. Just like you hope and pray that if you don't make it in the first resurrection, the angels are saying the same thing. It failed.
Amen.
Except for those that committed, that created idols onto themselves. That's what we got to be careful about. We can create idols onto ourselves, being worshipped and looked at as we some great one, you know, and then we'll start getting lifted up in our pride before God and Christ. He's seen that already. We're not trying to have that conversation anymore.
Amen.
Go to Matthew chapter 27 and verse 1. Matthew 27 and 1, because Judas is there. He's looking at all of this take place. Now, all of a sudden, he got feelings because he's seeing Jesus getting bullfucked. He getting beat down, right? And he can't save him. So now he in trouble. He know he in trouble. Matthew 27 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Matthew 27 and 1 reads, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death.
This is why all the food got to be discarded. Ain't nothing else left. Ain't no feast for Jesus here.
Ooh.
He already ate.
Yes, he did.
That's why we can't have nothing left over.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 2. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders.
Come on.
Saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hung himself.
Oh my
hanged
God.
Himself.
Come on.
Hanged himself. Wow. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, is it not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood?
Now they judging him for what they did. Shalom, Jonathan. Grace and peace, Prince. Man, we are definitely getting into this book. Continue.
Amen. And let's go to... I was at 7.
Yeah.
And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me.
See, now he said this. He said, now this is by Jeremiah, right? But Zechariah said it too. Let's read in Zechariah chapter 11 and 10. Look at what Zechariah said. Let's go to the law. This conversation played itself out. Zechariah chapter 10, 11 and verse 10. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Zechariah 11 and 10.
Now, this is the Lord, this is the God of Israel talking to Zechariah. Read on.
Amen. Zechariah 11 and 10 reads, and I took my staff, even beauty.
See, people want to sit up here and say that staff is nothing, man. That staff is all over the book. Read on.
Amen. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people.
Come on.
And it was broken in that day. And so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord.
Come on.
And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price.
Wait a minute. The word of the Lord said, if you think good, give me my price. If you... He's talking to the poor, the people. If you think good, give me my prices. This not in the law. Read on.
And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver.
Ain't that what Judas betrayed him for? Ain't that what he sold him out for? That was his price, 30 pieces of silver. Yeah, it is in the law. I don't care what name you put on it. That's him. That's the God of Israel. He came in the flesh. I don't speak no other language but English. So we can say J not this, U not this, whatever. I know where this alphabet came from, and it's a part of the captivity of our people in the world at that point. At this point, it was given to the Saxons from the French. the Phoenician alphabet's Jezebel father, Ithabal, the speech of devils. So you came to speak Hebrew. Now with this alphabet, it's gone. We can come up out of this with righteousness, but this is a part of the captivity. Even the alphabet.
Mm.
Continue. So he said, they gave me my price, right? He said, give me my price. Read on.
Amen.
13.
Verse 13 reads, and the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord.
Ain't that what we read in Matthew's? Ain't that what we read? No, was that John? No, that was Matthew's. He said he was priced at 30 pieces of silver, and they judged Judas. What do we have to do with that? And they said, it's the price of blood. So they cast it in the potter's field. There it is in the law that they was we was going to do that. And it happened. Here we are in captivity for that unbelief. St. Mark 15 and verse 12.
Amen.
St. Mark 15 and verse 12. When you receive it, read.
Mark 15 and verse 12 reads, and Pilate answered and said again unto them, what will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the King of the Jews? And they cried out again, crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him to be crucified.
Wait a minute. So not only was he beaten, but now he been scourged?
Yes,
let's look that up. What do that mean? Let me see. How is that spelled?
S-C-O-U-R.
I got it. Okay, scourged. Wait a minute, scourging. Let's see. Am I spelling this right?
I was trying to spell it for you, babe. You said you had it.
I thought I had it.
Let me see.
Okay, what you
do
got?
You have S-C-O.
Oh.
You. R.
Yikes. Okay, that's what's wrong. Okay. S-C.
O. Mm-hmm. U. R. G. E. It should be.
Okay. Okay. It's a source of widespread dreadful affliction and devastation. So he was devastated for us. Jesus was devastated. He when Pilate put it down, not only was he beaten until the morning, he was devastated. And it says this. It says, a scourge of widespread dreadful affliction and devastation caused by pestilence or war, a meaning of affliction, severe suffering, vengeance, or punishment. It says, a small whip used to inflict punishment. And Mel Gibson did a really great,
yes,
he gave us a really good idea of what happened to him. Yes, he may have had the characters messed up. You know, that probably should have been Sidney Poitier and Wesley Snipes. You know.
Amen.
You know, yeah, that probably should have been him. You know what I mean? But, hey, I take it that still was a realistic thing. I was like, whoa.
Amen.
All right, Mel, you get up for that one. You know what I mean? It says a small whip to inflict punishment, to afflict with severe or widespread suffering and devastation, ravage, to chasten severely, I don't even know what this word even means. It said to flog. It says a person who harassed, punished, or caused destruction. His body was destroyed. It was devastated. It says it was whipped, used for a punishment, punished, or tortured. He was tortured. Are we listening? It says this, a whiplash for the affliction of punishment, a person or thing that administer punishment or criticism. Now, mind you, this is also taking place. They was criticizing him. And it says, and cause affliction or calamity. And it says, a whip, there it is right here, got it on mine. It says, a whip used to inflict punishment, an instrument with a handle or flexible lash that is used for whipping, something causing misery or death, affliction, great suffering and distress. He could have stopped this. Now, mind you, he could have stopped this at any time. He could have just said, because he could have called 12 legions of angels to come down at any time. He could have stopped this at any time.
Amen.
Let's keep this in mind. He said, a human being that was too much for one person to do, punish severely, impose penalty, inflict punishment on. Let's see. Flog, lash, leather, trounce, whip, whipped, slash, strap, beat severely with a whip or rod, devastate, lay waste, ravage, desolate, waste, ruin, and destroy. So he just said that his body was what? Ruined. It was ruined and destroyed. Well, he came in the flesh. When he came in the flesh to deliver us, the body that the Father formed him in was destroyed. It was ruined by Romans. And we sold him out. Same thing. You act like, you know, like Jesus ain't seeing this, man. Hey, anybody that'll sell you to this system is going to pay for it. I don't care what it is. And that goes for child support, too. That goes for that too. If y'all can't work this out, you better not go to the system to try to bring them under subjection to this world. Cause Jesus, he know what this means.
Amen.
And we don't want to pay that cost.
That's right. Amen.
Afflict, curse, torment, harass, terrorize. He was terrified. He was terrorized. Extricate. What do this word? It keep coming up. What is this word? First, how you say it? Oh, I got this on quiet. How you say it?
Excoriate.
What?
Excoriate.
Excoriate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To censor strongly and denounce. They were denouncing God.
Wow.
They was denouncing him. So we had to do it first, but they also did it. Let's get back to the script. I guess we're getting an idea.
Yeah, I got that idea.
Where are we?
I had read Mark 15, 12 through 15.
Okay, where are we now? Okay, read to the 20.
Okay. So I stopped there. Yeah. Oh, no. We were at Zechariah 11 and 13.
No, we're in Mark.
Okay.
Because he scored. So
oh, the screen
Mark,
froze.
Yeah, it's Mark okay. 15 and 15.
The screen had froze.
Okay.
Okay. Mark 15 and 15. It says, and so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas.
So Jesus was even Barabbas' sacrifice. Mm-hmm. He took the place for Barabbas, and Barabbas was supposed to die. He was a murderer, and the Lord even had mercy on his sins and forgave him, mm-hmm. and sent him on his way.
Amen.
Continue.
Release Barabbas into them and deliver Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified.
See, there go your scapegoat. You had one goat that was going to die for your sins, and there go your scapegoat. Barabbas was the scapegoat. Continue.
Verse 16, and the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band.
They surrounded him too. They surrounded him too. Not only did the priests and the brethren surround him and beat him up all night, now they led him away. Now, like I said, he was terrorized.
Yeah.
He was tortured. He was beaten to death. By the time he got to the cross, he was already going to die. He wasn't going to survive that. Not when the Romans got done with him. They already beat the hell out of him all night until the morning. We did that. And had enough nerve to take him to Pilate. And he had enough faculties to answer, had an answer of God even for him. Continue.
Amen. And 17. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed.
Ain't that what that scourge means? They denounced him. They mocked him. They beat him. Continue.
And did spit upon him, and bowing their knees,
bowing
their knees, worshipped him. Wow. 20. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him.
Now, they put his own clothes on, right? Now, by this time, he a mess. You know, he a mess, right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 3. Isaiah 50 and verse 3. Yes, ma'am, we're going to put this on the radio tonight. Isaiah 50 and verse 3, when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 50 and 3 reads, I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God have given me the tongue of the learned,
yes.
that I should know how to speak a word in season to him.
Look at here. He said, I clothe the heaven with blackness. See, we can create light, but we can't create darkness. If you can create darkness, you can create everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. Can't do that. Read on.
4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in the season to him that is weary.
Come on.
He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned.
Come on.
The Lord God had opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back.
This ain't Isaiah talking. Read on.
I gave my back to the smilers, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting.
Ain't that what happened?
Yes.
Ain't that what happened with the priest and his
yes.
brethren? Yes. Ain't that what happened with the Romans? The same thing. They plucked his hair off his face. That hurt. They beat him. That hurt. They spit all on him. You know, and that ain't like no soup. They lubed him up. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not lube, man. I mean, because in that day, man, people was, they wasn't as sanitary as we is today. You know, so they had a whole lot of garbage in their system to give up. And they spit upon him, man. And this is what this, and he said, and the Lord God opened my ear. I was not rebellious. The Father opened his ear. I was not rebellious. Neither have I turned back. I gave my back to the smiter. This ain't Isaiah, because Isaiah never did this. This is him. He said that this is going to happen to him. Mm. Read that again.
Amen. Isaiah 50 and 6 reads, I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go. Read seven.
Amen. Verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
Look at here. He said, look at here. I'm going to be strong in this.
That's right.
A flint is unbreakable.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Go to Isaiah 52 and 13. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 52, verse 13. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 52 and 13 reads, Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage...
They was astonished when they saw him.
His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
They destroyed his body. He was so marred. They was astonished at when he was brought back up. They was astonished at him that he was even still alive. Marred, to inflict damage, especially disfiguring damage. It says to inflict damage, especially disfiguring damage on, to impair the soundness of perfection, integrity of spoil, disfiguring mark of blemish. It says, the blemish or injury or rough wear, the scarring of mark or graffiti. Are we listening? We know this ain't Isaiah, because Isaiah died of old age. This ain't Isaiah talking here. He didn't go through this. He's prophesying of the Christ. He would go through this. What else is there? Go read down to 15.
Amen. And verse 15 reads.
Read 14 again.
Amen. Isaiah 52 and 14. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider.
If you ain't never heard about this, you're going to consider what you hear. You're going to consider this. You're going to be like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the New Testament is true. It's something to think about because it's here. Me, I ain't got no problem with the law and the testimony.
Amen.
That ain't my concern. I ain't got no problem with the name of Jesus. That ain't my concern.
Amen.
My thing is to give what's in this book and to believe it, what it says.
Amen.
I know it's a new name coming, and I'll wait on that one. But I ain't changing nothing in this book. If you got a problem with the name of Jesus, don't use this Bible.
Amen.
You're bringing a curse on yourself. Go find you a book that'll satisfy your flesh, your ears, but don't use this one. In the end of this book, it got a real message.
Amen.
If you add or take away anything out of here, some people be reading, talking about Elohim and Yahweh and this, that, and the other, adding things in these scriptures. You say you add one thing here or take anything out, he gonna add to you the plagues that's written in this book. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Go find you a book. Go play with that. Don't mess with this one. And just know this. He said his word is gonna be published. This King James is published. The book you're gonna go and dig up, it's gonna be copywritten because it's been copied from this.
Mm. Amen.
Go deny your captivity. I'm not the one.
Amen.
You can miss me with that memo. Where are we? He said he gonna sprinkle many nations, not just the 12 tribes, anybody whom he will call. Jew, Gentile, Hamite, Arabian, anybody Semitic, not just the 12 tribes, but anyone that's Semitic, anyone that's of Japheth, anyone that's of Ham, anybody that choose to follow his word, he will sprinkle his blood upon them, because that's what it was for. That's what the Passover represent. It will save all men. It would have saved the Egyptians if they had to put the blood on their dog.
Amen.
If they had to believe. It will save us if we believe.
Amen.
Mark 15 and 20. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Mark chapter 15 and
verse 20. Yes, ma'am.
Mark 15 and 20 reads, and when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrene, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine.
Why the place of a skull? Why would the devil lead him to the place of the skull? Because angels don't have a skeleton.
Amen. Amen.
Angels don't have skeletons. They are ministers of spirits of flame of fire. Jesus said, touch me, feel me, for the spirits do not have flesh and bone as you see me have. They don't have a skeleton.
Amen.
So this is him raising up skeletons saying that I killed the Christ. He's boasting himself even to this day. Even in our ignorance, we wearing clothes with skeletons on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just as dumb as rocks, not realizing that that would make us better than the angels.
Amen.
That we have a skeleton.
Amen.
Your God have a skeleton. The Father have a skeleton.
Amen.
Even Adam said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, flesh of my flesh. So Eve got a skeleton.
Amen.
Who taught Adam that he had a skeleton? Just like he taught Adam he had a skeleton, he taught Adam that angels don't have skeletons.
Mm. Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 24 reads, and when they had...
Y'all read 23.
23 again.
22.
Okay, let's go back up to 22.
Yep, because that's where we left off at.
We left off at 23.
22.
22. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of a skull.
Amen.
And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not.
See, that's heroin.
Mm-hmm.
See, heroin is that's what they used to give the people on the cross to help them with their suffering, to get
mm-hmm.
through with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we act like heroin, opium started with, you know, in the psychedelic ages. No, man, opium been on the planet for years, centuries. It always been an anesthesiologist, an anesthesia for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
In the Middle East, now, in the West, I don't know what they use, but in the Middle East, they use opium
mm-hmm.
as an anesthesia. You know, like, especially if they had to amputate something. You know, they hit you, they tell you, hey, go eat this here opium,
mm-hmm.
send you off in a la-la land, and then they have to do what they have to do. Mm-hmm. So here it is. This is the same thing.
Amen.
Go look it up. They gave him gall mixed with vinegar. That's opium, that's heroin. And he resisted it because he had to go through this thing, man. Oh, his senses on fire. That's why he said, you know, you got to roast him in fire. You got to roast the lamb in fire because his body was going to be on what?
Fire.
fire is going to be on 10.
We teach me.
Read on.
Amen. Okay, 24. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take. And it was the third hour.
What are you?
24.
Okay. All right, read that again. Yeah, I'm there now.
Mark 15:24.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take.
Yeah.
And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over, the King of the Jews.
See, and this is what Israel got a problem with now. Man, that dude ain't never existed. That's Jesus. All right. The one you believe in is Jesus. You believe in that white dude that say he's the Christ. You believe in that blonde-haired dude that say that's your belief, not mine. I know Israel. I know the God of Israel created Adam to look like him, and he's the express image of Adam. So I know him and Adam looked like twins.
Amen.
Everything Jesus could do, Adam could do it. So I ain't here to cater to nobody's feelings. Fudge your feelings. I don't care who or what you are. Those things don't matter to me. The truth of God is what matter. Because that's what his love is for us. That's real love. His truth.
His truth.
Let's look at that. The superscription of his accusation was written over the King of the Jews, right?
Okay.
Let's go to Zechariah chapter 12 and 10. Zechariah 12 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Zechariah 12 and 10 reads, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced.
Who talking here? This ain't Zechariah. They didn't pierce him. This is God speaking through Zechariah. I'm going to have to keep this rolling. Sorry, everyone that's listening on blog. We're going to have to close you out. Amen. We love you. Be back. We're gonna give you an indent on this one, right? So let's call this a wrap for the fam, right? God bless you.
Or we want to do that. You just keep it rolling and see what happens.
Oh well, you know what? They can keep listening, but it just won't be recorded. Okay, that's the truth. Keep listening on Blog Talk, but it won't be recorded. Okay, what we're about to read now will not be recorded on Blog Talk.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All right.
But
so,
if the music starts coming on, then probably.
No, the music ain't coming.
It's not.
No, I gotta keep that in.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so he said, they're going to look upon me. Read that again, verse 10.
Okay. Zechariah 12 and 10.
Yeah.
And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication.
Mercy. I'm going to pour upon it. Why? Because here comes, he's going to forgive all of David, every one of the 12 tribes of our sins. Read on.
And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced.
Yes.
They shall as one mourning for his only son.
Yes. He was his only son, the Father's only son, the Most High only son. Read on.
And shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn.
Continue.
And that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hadadimram in the valley of Megiddon.
Mm-hmm.
And the land shall mourn, every family apart. The family of the house.
Everybody going to mourn. The whole land mourn because they realize that we didn't kill the Christ. We didn't kill the Most High Son.
Yes.
Everything that was written pertaining to him, like what we're reading right now, they had the scripts. They knew it was going to happen, but each generation came, was looking for it. But when this generation seen it, they said, we the one. We are that generation. And now they mourning. Now they were mourning for this. Read on.
Amen. Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart. The family of the house of Nathan apart and their wives apart. The family of the house of Levi apart and their wives apart. The family of Shammai apart and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart and their wives apart.
Even Levi, because they were the ones that killed him. Amen. They were the ones that put him up on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, didn't he say, tell the priest to go get a lamb and sack and let all of them lay their hands upon them.
Yeah.
This is what we do with the atonement. You had a scapegoat and you had one to pay for the sin. The scapegoat was Barabbas.
Amen.
People, you know, yeah, Jesus represented him coming up out the ground. That represented the scapegoat. That's more or less like the wave offering. But that scapegoat, that was Barabbas. The sin offering was Jesus.
Amen.
The lamb that was waved before God wasn't the Passover lamb. That was the wave offering. Know the feast, know the sacrifices.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Mark chapter 15 and pick it up at verse 26. They're going to look upon me whom they pierced, and it's going to be a time of mourning. People going to be, Israel was boo-hooing now. We didn't dare to do. We didn't dare, woo.
Mark 15 and 26 reads, and the superscription of his accusation was written over the king of the Jews, and with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And with the scripture was fulfilled, and the scripture, forgive me, was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross.
Listen at this. Don't forget that they said that they railed. He's on the cross. Remember now, he said, they're going to look upon me whom they pierced. So he's on the cross right now looking at them from the cross, and they looking up at him. They still mocking him. But wait a minute. Who is this moving on the people? That's the other question.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be moving on him? That's the spirit. That's the devil. He want him to come down. Because if he don't come down, there's no sacrifice.
Amen.
The creation is lost, and that's what he was trying to do. So he was moving the people, the priests, everybody and their mama, men, women, and children. That's why he said the whole land mourned. He said men, women, and children. He moved on everybody, trying to get him to come down off of the cross, because he could have stopped it at any time.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen.
Verse
31. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him.
Ain't that the same thing? The devils even moved on the crosses.
Mm-hmm.
The people that was half dead, they condemned. They gonna die. We ain't talking about just three. It wasn't just three of them on the cross. It was a whole row.
Mm-hmm.
But the two that was next to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's that conversation. One had repented and the other one was still talking smack.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just them. It was a whole lot of them. The crosses was never bare. That cross didn't start with Jesus. That was a Roman death instrument.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Continue.
Read the 34.
Verse 33. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land into the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Look, this ain't Hebrew. You know why? Listen to what they said. Verse 35.
35. And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, behold, he calleth Elias.
See, that's not Hebrew, or else they would have understood that. This is the speech of the Chesedics.
Okay.
He called on Mel. He called on the father of all. He called on. He's the priest of Melchizedek. Okay. So you got a priesthood that's this guy name is Chesedek. He is the most high. It's a species called Chesedics.
Amen.
And they not flesh and blood. And the most high God, the Father, is a Chesedek.
Amen.
When he spoke this, he spoke the speech of the Chesedeks.
Amen.
Now, here come the Father.
Amen.
Told you, it was one time he came down to this earth, and this is it. This is the only time the Father ever visited the planet. Let's look at this. Let's go into Psalms chapter 22 and verse 1. Psalms 22 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 22 and 1 reads, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Ain't that what we read?
Amen.
But then we got David saying this, right? When you read David and Solomon, you got David speaking in the place of the son, and you got Solomon speaking in the place of the father. But Solomon is David's son. Go figure. When you read Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, all he says, my son is my son, that this, that, and the other. But when it comes to David, he's speaking in the place of the son. Solomon spoke in the place of the father. Continue.
Why art thou so far from me, helping me, and from the words of my roaring?
Come on.
Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou, inhabitant thy praises of Israel.
Yes, this is the Father. Come on.
Our fathers trusted in thee.
Yes.
They trusted, and thou didst deliver them.
That was the Father mercy that delivered our fathers. Continue.
They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded.
Come on.
But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people.
This is him on the cross. He praying. Listen at this. Read on.
All they that see me laugh me to scorn.
That's when they was laughing at him, and they was reviling him. They said, he that trust in God, let him come down. This is him. Shalom, Jake. Grace and peace. This is him. This is him that they was looking up at the cross. But this is him looking down from the cross at this point. Continue.
Amen. Verse 7. All that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head.
Ain't that what we was reading? Then they said it was wagging the head. Read on.
He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him.
Come on.
But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast.
Yes.
When I was cast upon thee from the womb, thou art my God from my mother's belly.
Come on.
Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion.
So that was the devil out there trying to get him to come off that cross. That was him moving on all the people. He's the roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He was moving on the weak. That's why he said, the men, women of all the tribes was mourning this day because he moved on all the tribes to get him to come off that tribe, that cross. This is his conversation. Jesus seen him from the cross. That's why he said, who is this that smote you? Mm-hmm. When the priest had got him, he said, who is this that smote you? It was him. He moved on the high priest. He moved on the people that they should buffet him. He moved on Pilate that he should scourge him in order to move him off of the cross. But he said he set his face like a friend. He was not going to be moved.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 14. I am poured out like water.
Ain't that what happened when he got stuck with the side? Water came out with blood.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint.
He hanging up on his cross. The weight of his body is suffocating him. His bones are not broken, but they out of joint. Read on.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels.
He could have stopped this, man. He almost gave it up. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Eloi, Eloi. Lasa mabathani. That was not Hebrew.
Amen.
He was finna give it up. He called on the Father at this point.
Amen.
Continue.
14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels.
Come on.
My strength is dried up like a posture, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death.
Why his tongue? You ever had blood drop in your mouth? It's like glue. That's what happened. They beat the living life out of him. Read on.
For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.
There it is again. There it is again.
Amen.
Read on.
17. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul.
Then he say they parted my garments. Ain't that what they did? They parted his garments.
Mm-hmm.
And baking soda actually is a cleanse. It actually cleans your utensils, you know. So if you're not cooking with it, you can also wash your clothes with it. So, you know, let's not be over righteous over much. Let's just remember that. Amen?
And she asked you that question a long time ago.
Okay, we just showed up.
I know, because everything is moving slow.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
Okay, so Psalms 22 and 19. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me.
Yes.
Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog.
Come on.
Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn.
Yes.
I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee.
Ain't that what he's saying, let Judah be praised?
Amen.
It was Levi that delivered him. But there go Leah, conversation, right here, prophesy of the Christ himself. Are we listening? And we want to sit up here and talk about Jacob and his wives and hear their conversation is here.
Amen.
Where your conversation at? We got to leave that alone.
Amen.
Leave that alone. This is God work.
Amen.
Go to Psalms 18 and 1.
18 and 1.
You want to pick a fight? Go pick on Ahab. Even Jesus didn't even bring them up. But if you want to, we got to deal with something, but don't pick on Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar, because their conversation is prophetic. They predestinated
Amen.
From God.
Amen.
Don't pick up on Jacob Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zephah. Their conversation is predestinated.
Amen.
They named the 12 gates of Jerusalem. Leave them alone. They are written in the stars.
Amen.
Before we even took our breath. We have no right to touch them.
Amen.
We cannot touch them. They eternal. And they're going to wake up with that proof that they are.
Amen. Psalms 18 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 18 and 1 reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, and whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation,
yes,
and my high tower.
Come on.
I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Yes.
The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid.
There it is. He called them the ungodly. That was the priest. Because they was godly, now they ungodly because they delivered him up, an innocent man, out of envy.
Yes, sir.
They persecuted him out of envy. Continue.
Verse 5. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord.
Eliah. Oh, what did he say? Eliah. Eliah. Eloi, Lassa Banathani. That's it. He called upon him in his distress. And look what happened. Read on.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears.
Come on.
Then the earth shook and trembled.
Yes.
The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth.
Read on.
There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it.
Yes.
He bowed the heavens also and came down.
That's him. When he said that, when he spoke in the speech of the Chesedics, he called a father to come down. That's a wrap. He was here. He came down because he said, my bone, he said, my bowels was melting. He almost gave it up. And then here come the father and said, this is my Passover. This is my feast.
Amen.
Hang on in there. I got you.
Amen.
Just stay in there.
Amen.
Don't worry. I got you. I'm going to wake you up.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Look what he did. He bowed the entire heavens. Read on.
Verse 9, he bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet.
Yes, that's when that's why it got dark at noonday. That was him. He came down. Read on.
And he rode upon a cherub.
He came down on what?
Cherub.
There it is.
And did fly, yea.
This is the only time a father ever visits this planet with flesh on it.
Amen.
The next time he come down is going to be in New Jerusalem, which just going to happen to be the prophetic calendar of the creation, which is the 14th day in the creation on the Passover. But he came down here on the Passover right here.
Amen, baby. Amen. Amen. And he rode upon a cherub and didn't fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place.
Yes.
The pavilion around about him were dark waters and thick clouds.
Ooh, now everybody's spooked. Now the Romans are saying, oh, surely this was the Lord. We done did the wrong thing. Now all the people that spit on him, all the people that beat him to death, now the fear of God is on a whole area. Now, everybody that's outside of this area, they like earthquakes and all this stuff. What's going on? Read on.
Psalms 18 and 12. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire.
Oh, we've seen that. He said, the Most High, we heard the Most High.
Yeah.
When he called upon him in his voice, he answered. He answered because Christ was getting weak. I can't do this by myself. He was weak. He was giving it up because he was close to death. He was afraid.
Amen.
And here he come. He called on the Father. He called on him, and he came down here.
Amen.
And he rang hailstones. He was on. He was. We don't want this.
No, we don't.
Read on.
Verse 14. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them.
Everybody ran. Now we see, now the whole, everybody that was in that area jetted. Everybody ran. He scattered everybody. Read on.
Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils.
Come on.
He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters.
He caused his breath to come to an end. Read on.
He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me.
Come
for
on.
They were too strong for me.
See? We better be careful when we put our mouth on people, when we want to judge somebody. We don't know what God is doing.
No.
Just be about his business.
Be about your Father.
And there's only one judge, and he's right there, and he's letting us know.
Amen.
All this judging people, better be careful with that.
Yes, sir. Teach.
Read.
Verse 18. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay.
Read on.
19.
Yes.
He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me.
That's the wave off. He brought me in a large place, which is what? Heaven.
Amen.
It don't get any larger than that.
Amen.
It don't get any greater than that. There's no place bigger than that. Heaven engulfed all the cosmos.
Right.
When he said he brought me into a large place, when he was accepted as the wave offering, he was talking about that.
Amen.
Not Easter. Here.
That's right. Amen.
That's that large place. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Amos chapter 8 and verse 5.
Amen.
Amos 8 and 5. When you receive it, read.
Amos chapter 8 and verse 5 reads, and when will the new moon be gone?
No, read that again.
Oh, I said and it.
Yes.
Forgive me. Amos 8 and 5 reads, saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn and the Sabbath that we may set
forth? So the new moon and the Sabbath ain't the same? The new moon is in the Sabbath? Okay. Just thought we'd add that. See the difference?
Saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit?
Read on.
6. That we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the weak.
Look at here. We taught the captives how to sell us.
Ooh-wee.
While we want to blame the white man for everything,
mm-hmm.
Who just taught the white man how to do it? I ain't here to patronize anyone's feelings.
Amen.
I don't care about your feelings. Like I said, and I said it million times over, fudge your feelings. I don't care about that. Those things are not my concern. The only thing is my concern is the truth of this book.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 7. The Lord has sworn by the excellency of Jacob.
Yes.
Surely I will never forget any of their works.
That's why he said, you're going to see me coming in a clouds of glory. Read on.
Shall not the land tremble for this?
Yes.
Everyone mourn that dwelleth therein?
Ain't that what happened?
Yes, sir.
Everybody started mourning. Read on.
And it shall rise up wholly as a flood. And it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt.
Continue.
And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the in the clear day.
Yes.
In the clear day. And I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins.
Yes.
And baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son.
See.
And the end thereof as a bitter day.
There it is. That's when he bowed to heaven. He said, I'm gonna make the sun go down at noon. That was the Father when he said, Eloi, Eloi, Lasabat Batani. He spoke in the language of the Chesedek. The Father answered. The Most High Chesedek came down and turned the day into night. Read on.
Amen. 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
See, and people now, even this now to this day, still not getting it. We still full of pride. We ain't hearing God that the Father is a God of mercy.
Mm-mm.
He is a contrite spirit.
Mm.
He's hoping that every man should repent.
Amen.
We so busy judging and putting people in a lake of fire, and we still don't even hear him.
Mm.
But like I said, my concerns are not yours. I got to save myself.
From this untoward generation.
There you go.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Amen. Let's go to Mark 15 and 33.
Mark.
Yes, ma'am. Same Mark 15 and 33. We only got three more after this. Same Mark 15 and 33. When you receive it, read.
Oh, you had to turn the page.
I had to make sure.
Mark 15 and 33.
We've been at this for a minute. Yeah. Mark 15 and 33. It won't be like this later on tonight, though. It's going to be condensed because we're going to just bless the wine and the food. And we're going to have
grandbaby.
Yeah. That's right. So like I said, everybody, make sure you got some olive oil. We're going to pray over that. You know, anoint your crib and everything. Mm-hmm. Pray over the wine and all that. And then we're going to have a feast.
Amen. Mark 15 and 33 reads, and when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God.
There it is. He saw all of that and said, ooh, this was God. Ooh-wee. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody started mourning.
Mm.
As the law said.
Amen.
And as the Father came down, as the law said, amen, I'm going to turn your feast in the morning.
Amen.
The Passover was supposed to be a feast of celebration, and we're supposed to be enjoying that thing. But he said, this year? So he caused the veil of the temple to rent.
Mm-hmm.
End of the Levitical priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
No more Levitical priesthood. That's why we ain't got no Levi right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the Levi doing sacrifices now. That's the mm-hmm. end of it. That was the end of it then. But Daniel spoke of that. Let's go to Daniel's chapter 9 and 26. Daniel's chapter 9 and 26. When you receive it, read.
Daniel 9 and 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Daniel 9:26 reads, and after 3 score and 2 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
That's what happened. He didn't die for himself.
No.
He said his blood was going to be sprinkled for many. We read that. He didn't die for himself. He died for us.
Yes, he did.
He died for the kingdom. He died for the Father's children.
Amen.
That he's going to wake up at the first resurrection. Those that are found worthy.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood.
Amen.
And until the end of the war, desolations are determined.
Yes.
And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
There go the bell of the temple. In the midst of the week, Sunday night is the first day of the week, one. Monday night is the second day of the week, two. Tuesday night is the third night of the week. Wait a minute, Saturday night, forgive me. Saturday night is one, Sunday night is two, Tuesday night is three. That's the third day. In the midst of the week, when the sun went down on Tuesday night, they had to pass over. That day, Wednesday, not Wednesday night, Wednesday, the veil of the temple rent. This conversation. And then he was going to be in the ground for 3 days and three nights. So he got put in the ground before the sun went down Wednesday. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days. Then Wednesday night, which is the beginning of Thursday. So Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, 3 days, three nights. There it is, right there. He rose sometime on the Sabbath day. Don't say when, but it was the Sabbath day. But he had to be in the ground for 3 days and three nights. Devil, your witness.
Amen.
That the earth was going to be without the light for 3 days and three nights.
Amen.
When was the sun and the moon created? On the fourth day, in the middle of the week. That's when light came upon the earth.
Amen.
Ain't no skipping that. Ain't no getting around that. Ain't no loopholes on that. If we gonna skip a day, then Satan can skip the lake of fire. If you're going to be in the lake of fire for night and day, and then we're going to say, nope, you got to put this day over here, escape. Satan can escape. And everybody that's in there. Can't do that. Can't give him a loophole.
Amen.
He knew that before anything. There's no loopholes.
Amen.
Can't move days and times. That's what the church did.
Right.
That's what the abomination make it desolate.
Wow.
He moved times in days. Anyway, where are we? Okay, go to Psalms. Go to Psalms 110 and verse 1. Because remember now he said, and you brought me into a wide place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Psalms 110.
And verse 1.
And verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool.
Yes.
The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has
so Jesus and the Father don't look like they 5,000 years old.
No.
They look like they 33.
Amen.
They have the look of the dew of the youth on them. He's the express image of the Father.
Amen.
So if he looked 33, whatever a 33-year-old man looked like, mm-hmm. that's what the Father looked like.
Amen.
That's what Jesus looked like. That's what Adam looked like.
Amen.
Adam wasn't created a goo-goo guy. He was created a 30-year-old man.
Amen.
Read on.
Psalms 110:4. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
There it is. That's who came down. That's who came down. The priest of the Most High God. The Most High, Melchizedek, he came down. That was him.
Amen.
He the one that rose on the cherub. Now he's a priest. Now he's sitting in a wide place in heaven that engulfed all of the cosmos, all the universes, all of the galaxies, everything.
Amen.
He's in that wide place.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's where he's at. In the third heaven. Read on.
Amen. In verse 5 reads, the Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath.
Continue.
He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries.
He gonna judge, not us. We ain't got that autonomy. When we wake up, and if we so be blessed and he give us that body, then we can say we can judge. Until then, we can only hope that he don't judge us.
Amen.
Read on.
He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies.
And that's where he is right now, waiting on that time of that sex with the seventh seal. And it's going to happen. Right now, we got to go through some things for it to take place. We ain't getting into that. Amen.
He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore, shall he lift up the head.
He's not talking about lifting up your head from your chin. He's talking about taking it off his shoulder.
Come on now. Lift. Therefore, shall he lift the head.
Let's wrap this up. Last verse, everyone. We know we took up a lot of your time, but let's just wrap this up right here. Matthew chapter 26 and 17. Because remember now, we're not going to go this far into it tonight. We're going to, you know, give a condense so that we can participate in a feast, right? Matthew 26 and 17. Will you receive it, read?
Amen. Matthew 26 and verse 17 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where was thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples.
And then he said, let all thy males appear before me. There it is. He wasn't here to appear on the 15th day. He was here, so this say, all your males appear before me in a feast of unleavened bread. One. That's it. Read on.
Verse 19. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
And that's when the Father going to come down again.
Mm-hmm.
After the great white throne judgment,
mm-hmm.
after all flesh and blood been abolished,
mm-hmm.
after all the leavening been done away with,
mm-hmm.
all the sin been done away with. Here come the fathers.
Amen.
So, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone.
Amen.
And just remember now, hey, everybody, get that leavening out your house right now. Get it out.
Yes.
Make a move on it. And if you haven't done it all, if you've done it already, God bless you. Mm-hmm. And don't lie now. And watch out for that ice cream. Read it. Oh, ice cream got leavening in it. Big time.
Yes, it
so
does.
Read it.
It
watch out for them candy bars.
Ooh.
Watch out for them munchies. They got leavening in it.
Amen.
Amen. So just be careful in your walk. As for me and my family, this is a week of fish, nachos, tacos, fried chicken. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And a little lamb.
And a little lamb.
Little steak.
Oh, you're gonna have some steak there.
No, well, I'm saying, you know, maybe, yeah. Why no? Right?
Mm.
Okay. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
please read your Bibles. Yes.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Please read your Bibles.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom, fam.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost free from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen. Grace and peace, family. Shalom, family.
Shalom, Israelites.